Bose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Woo!
Yeah,
it's coming. I'm telling you,
it's Christmas. It's Christmas in August. Somebody broke the thermostat here in the Tampa studio, and it's about 27 degrees in the studio.
Holy shit!
Yeah, so we got parkas. It's literally when the air it's blowing snowflakes out.
That's not centigrade, is it?
No, that is not centigrade. That is Fahrenheit. Okay. There is Fahrenheit. So, anyway, where's my pointer so I can move the script around?
And cue Betty?
Oh, yes. Please, by all means, go ahead and cue Betty.
Oopsies.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday, guys. Please wait. Error. System fart version. 1-1-0-1-1-0-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- carry on. There is nothing to see here. Powerful thought-inducing currents detected. Please carry on.
Wow. Betty was a little more modulated, but she was awesome. Thank you, Betty. Thank you for sharing that lovely information.
Yeah, we'll turn Betty down a little bit here. There
just
we go.
Just a hair. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony in hot and steamy Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hello there. I am Betty. Your outfit is a definitely lovable artificial personality unit.
You know what, bitches? I will tell you what. My diets are working hard for tonight's episode number 102 at the Joe Anthony Show.
Hello, is your memory foam mattress spying on you for Monday, September 4th, 2017? Hey, Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you, Tampa night?
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, you sounded much better on that one. Wow, we might want to get her clock checked. Sound a little strange there. Little strange.
Yeah, she's been having some issues lately.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's simply amazing.
I think she got stuck in San Francisco. She was trying to visit our visitor out there.
But who the hell's paying Betty to go out to San Francisco?
She hitchhikes. She hitchhikes in CSX.
Well, that's good. Good for her, because if anyone in this station is paying for her to go to San Francisco, we have a problem. You know, we could have been to, like, the Cannabis Cup. We could have gone to a lot of different places and done some promotion here. But, you know, that's how it goes. As long as she's paying for it out of her own pocket, I'm going to have a talk with accounting tomorrow. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Irma is on the way. We don't know where Irma is going to ultimately land. Right now, Irma's kind of like spinning the wheel, which we will do later tonight. But yeah, she could hit the west coast of Florida. Well, actually, the east coast of Florida. She can veer off into the middle of nowhere. She can pass through the Keys and then enter the Gulf and then like go up the coast of Florida was one of the models, which which FEMA don't fail me. I paid up my flood insurance this year. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 87 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 61%, giving us a heat index of 93 degrees, and it's only 8:05 at night. The dew point is 72 degrees, and visibility is surprisingly 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms before 11, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. And then on Tuesday, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, partly sunny, high near 90, heat index values as high as 99 degrees, so bring plenty of water with you on Tuesday. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 8 in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. Wow. Wednesday, 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a high near 90 degrees. Wednesday night, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. And that's your Cheyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, big W with a U. We have a phone call coming in.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
All right, caller, hold on, buddy. And we'll finish up Joe's weather.
Wow, Anthony, September is right on target in the weather department, but I'm still not complaining. Remember, folks, if you're listening to my forecast and a recast, this weather is history. And now from KMDW, Chicago's Midway International Airport, it's currently overcast at 76 degrees, the dew point is at 63 degrees, and the humidity is at 82%, giving us a heat index of 78 quintillion degrees. The winds are out of the southwest at negative 13 million, gusting to negative 22 million.
Hang in there,
and
caller.
For you pilot types, the visibility is opaque. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 59, west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. On Tuesday, expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 70, west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Oh, hi, caller. So, Tuesday night, caller. Expect rain after 1 a.m. Temperature of 53 degrees. On Wednesday, happy Chicagoans can expect angry, rude, and cheap-ass Chicagoans everywhere. Luckily, it will be partly sunny with a high near 64. North winds around 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 15. Maybe a chance for rain later. On Wednesday night, expect a 30% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Hey, Anthony, it looks like the Chicago studios can expect pleasant skies and temps in the high 60s to lower 70s. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Oopsies. Happy Labor Day, guys. Please wait. Error. System fart version.
110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110110
I am so stressed out.
All right, so you know what? You know what? Caller, you're on the air.
Well done, Mitty.
I am so stressed out.
Oh, hello. Yes, we can hear you now. We can hear you now, caller.
How are you tonight, caller?
Yeah. Thank you, Betty, for doing that. She sabotaged the wheel. I asked her to put a lot of lube in it.
You got it, Anthony.
Hey, that's not my name. It's yeah, she was here. Betty was here during the weekend.
Was she now?
Friday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was 106 in the city, and what Betty and I did, we rubbed some Vicks paper rub on our nipples.
Oh, my.
Sat in front of the fan. But one thing she did, she put an ice cube in her hoo-ha.
Oh, my God. Betty, yeah. Betty, what have you said to for yourself? That is absolutely insane.
I think that's why she's all out of whack today.
She's definitely out of whack.
Oh, wow.
Hot. She's 70 today.
This was multiple IO errors detected.
Poor Betty.
Ooh.
Wow. I didn't expect that to happen. She's smoking now. There's like So, caller, what's happening in? Is it still very hot there? Tell us.
It's 70 today, but it was 106 on 101 on Friday, 106 on Saturday.
Wow.
Yesterday it was 75. Today 70. So the natural air conditioner is gonna kick in any minute now.
That's good. Isn't it normally like in the 70s there this time of year?
Well, Indian summer, yes, but not every day.
Okay, so you do have hot days, but what's the hottest? Yeah. Like, normally, when you're like, okay, you're San Francisco, so obviously before these past few days, what would you say would be a hot summer day?
In the 20 years that I've been here, the two heat waves that I suffered were one, 91 degrees, okay. And the other one was 85.
Wow.
But this weekend, it broke the record.
Clearly, holy shit! Yeah.
Climate change.
Yeah, I'm still happy. The big vapor of an arm's length in case I have to whip it out.
Get you an ice box, big old ice box.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Put you inside an ice box.
You know what? Hold on.
Yeah, I may have to try what she did with the ice cube.
I'm just going to let this thing go for a while here. Because we kind of ran out of fuel while we were chatting. There it goes. Yeah, hold on.
If I may, caller, I want to share with everyone. Caller is an awesome cook and made some really delicious things. Tell us, caller, what do you like to cook for yourself?
Well, this weekend I went Chinese. I've been craving Chinese food, but the food scores, the health and sanitation department here in the city, they give the restaurant score. They have to pass the score, otherwise they get their license out.
Oh wow!
I went to fried rice, but none of the restaurants around me are above 60 points out of 100, and it's like,
Oh wow!
I made some fried rice, but none of the pets in the neighborhood were sacrificed or hurt in the making of this fried rice.
Damn. Well, that's good, though. That's good. That means you cooked for yourself, you kind of stayed home, you saved a little money, and you made something that you wanted. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's awesome. I need to do that. I eat out too much.
See, I do. We do the blue aprons around the house, but what I did yesterday, I cooked, like, two meals yesterday, and I cooked the third one today. So I have, like, three days' worth of meals because, you know, we're never home, and it's easier to have this stuff made ahead of time. But it works out.
Yeah, but you know how much money you save?
Oh, my God. It's amazing how much money. Compared to eating out, you save a ton. You save a ton of money compared to eating out. Oh, it's amazing. Because I think it's like 60 bucks a week. It's 60 bucks a week for us for two meals for three days. 3 days, two meals, 60 bucks.
Well,
and you can't even go to the grocery store and buy that many groceries in for 60 bucks.
That's true. That
is
definitely true.
That's the same thing here, but... For $60, that's food for one in the city if you eat out every day. McDonald's.
Totally.
McDonald's, it was like $4 for a combo meal. Now it's $7.
Holy shit!
And
$7 for a combo meal.
Yeah.
How much of that is taxes?
Get something better.
How much is that as taxes?
8.5%.
Is that it? Do you have like carry out taxes or disposable taxes or anything else added to it?
No, they charge you 4% for restaurants, but not fast food. 4% for health insurance.
Ah, yes.
You have the tax. Yeah, you have the tax, and then they charge you 10 cents for the bag.
10 cents for the bag.
Wow.
A paper bag.
Or plastic.
Not to be confused with the other kind of bag.
The plastic bag. What happens if you use the plastic
paper bag?
Can
paper
you
bag.
Use plastic
they
bags?
Don't. Yeah, no, they don't do plastic anymore unless you go to a grocery store. You can actually bring your own. They ask you to bring your own, and you get 10 cents discount if you bring your own instead of paying.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I guess that's fair enough.
It encourages you to save your bags. Yeah, that's awesome.
And you're not going to rip them on the way out with a paper bag. You're carrying the neighbor's pet for the Chinese. The grocery from the grocery store.
Now, do you have a soda tax or some kind of sugary beverage tax in San Francisco?
They have a soda tax. Yes, they have soda tax. They have cigarette tax. Actually, it's not a tax. It's a markup plus the tax.
Wow.
So the if you get the cheapest brand of cigarettes, I don't smoke, but I have one of those cigarette store, and the cheapest one is, I believe, is $6.
Oh, wow.
Then if you want to get brand names, those are about $10 to, wow. No, not $10 anymore.
Probably more than that.
It's like $20 the carton.
Wow.
I get it. I believe
when you took it smoking.
Yeah.
It's so cheap. It's so cheap here in the South. In Florida, I think a pack of... I don't smoke often, but I do from time to time. And the last... I usually buy, like, the American Spirit, so they're not the cheapest cigarettes, but a
those
pack
never
of...
never are.
No, they never are. I think they're high on the higher tier on price, but they're only, like, I think, like, $7-something a pack here.
Oh, God, here.
You can get
like
305s. You can get these, like, cheap cigarettes called 305s. I think you can get them for, like $2 and a quarter.
Holy shit.
And they're nasty, though. It's like it's like smoking a cardboard box. It's terrible.
I remember where cigarettes were, like, 90
it is,
cents.
It's terrible. If you've ever smoked, smoking is like a cardboard box. It's so full of cardboard. It's disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is.
They taste better than the Subway sandwiches bread.
You know, there was a time when Subway sandwiches actually did taste good, and something changed. Something
yes.
did change.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yes.
you do
they
agree. People do agree. Everyone agrees. Okay, because
yes.
I was afraid I was like having a conspiracy theorist moment because
nope.
I'm like, no, it used to be good, and now it just tastes like you said, it tastes like cardboard. It's pretty much what you have.
Yeah.
Flavorless, yes.
Flavorless.
And the cookies suck, too.
Yeah, they do. They're not good anymore. No point.
And
no.
Do you know
they're
that
not, yeah.
no.
KFC is not real chicken?
What?
KFC
I'm sorry,
say
that
again.
Not real chicken. It's
no, that's Franken chicken. Yeah.
Franken chicken.
Yep, it's factory-grown chicken.
There you go.
Just the parts.
There you go, just the parts.
Mm-hmm.
Just the parts.
I speak and feed.
There you go.
From part to fryer.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I speak and feed.
There you go. So, yeah. So, there you have it. Joe claims that KFC is not real. I want to believe that it's still real chicken.
Hey, yeah. Anthony, are you nailed up there in Florida? Irma's coming.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I bought some water today. I bought about 6 gallons of water today. I haven't bought any canned foods yet. I'm going to buy more water. I wanted to buy more water, but I kind of got that paranoid feeling because I was high and at the grocery store. And I'm like, if I load my cart with all of this water, people are going to think I'm some crazy man afraid of this giant storm coming. So I'm like, I'll just do 6 gallons today, and I'll do 6 gallons tomorrow, and I'll do 6 gallons the day after or something. So, yeah.
How about Wheat Thins?
Wheat Thins, I don't know. No packaged goods. I'm going to have to start buying some canned goods, vegetables, chilies, soups, stuff like that. I have a camp stove. I believe I have, like, three small propane tanks, a grill with a propane tank. So, I think I'm good. I as long as I get the canned foods, I think we can successfully
potatoes.
Function.
You can grill potatoes.
Grilled potatoes. I don't... Unless I have them.
Yeah, what you should do.
Yes.
Yeah, what you should do is go before you smoke. So it doesn't happen like it happened to me one time. I'm going for olive oil.
Yeah.
And I'm going down the aisles and I'm like, okay, where's the freaking olive oil? And I think I told you that story.
Yes.
And I'm going the rounds and he's like, okay, where's the freaking olive oil?
Yeah.
So I got tired of passing around and all of a sudden I find myself staring at some items. I'm like, oh, there's the olive oil. I was just staring at it.
Now I was staring at the olive oil for the past 20 minutes, and I could not find it.
It's like, hey,
yeah.
Here you are.
See, my problem, when I go to the store high, I buy everything. We're out
ooh,
of everything.
Yeah.
We're out of everything.
Or hungry.
Oh, my God. If I got the munchies at the deli section, the frozen food section, the fresh fruit section, everything.
Right.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
And, you know, so...
Oh, I'm in the candy or ice cream aisle,
candy
but whatever.
Candy or ice cream aisle. So,
yeah.
So, well, caller,
yeah.
it's been wonderful talking to you, but we're going to have to transition on to Joe's news here in just a few moments.
Wait, we have something.
Wait, the caller should spin the wheel. Do you want to give the wheel a spin, caller?
Didn't Betty break it?
Well, we can try it again. I think Betty's okay. Been putting it back together. So go ahead, reach around. Give me a good grunt there. Okay. Give me a good grunt.
Okay.
Come on, there you go.
Here we go.
Okay. Sure. Nope. Still sounds a little broken. Oh shit. Okay. No. That's bad. Yeah. It's still broken. Okay. Well, you know what? That's what happens. All right. So our little news story of the night today of the you know what I mean, random news story, and then we'll let you go and we'll do Joseph. So okay.
Okay.
So this comes from the Associated Press via WGN. Peabody Institute Library in Danvers, Massachusetts is not asking for much, and their policy is quite clear. However, the library has had a surge of people attempting to pay library fines and printing fees with tokens from Chuck E. Cheese. The problem got so bad, in fact, that they had to make a Facebook post informing the public that they only accepted U.S. currency as payment. The library says the tokens are not legal tender and cannot be accepted. Bookkeeper Sue told the Salem News that she had counted 3 Chuck E. Cheese tokens one day before realizing they were Chuck E. Cheese tokens. She's a little slow.
New glasses.
Yep. Chuck E. Cheese is a retail restaurant and entertainment center for kids, featuring arcade and video games for those of you who are not in the know. So, all right, caller, thank you very much for giving us a call this evening.
Yes, thank you, caller.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Joe. So how's, what's, you know, that thing?
And now that. For the news.
Yes.
Hey folks, get ready to be wowed by the latest in the lottery craze tonight. So grab your bongs and let's get started.
Okay, sure, hold on.
I sound horribly out of phase for some reason.
Are you horribly out of phase?
Maybe. Oh, maybe not. Well, anyways, from our friend, hi Ben Hooper, at UPI.com, Dateline, August 27. A New York State man said a missing ingredient for his family's spaghetti sauce recipe led him to purchase a lottery ticket that won him $5 million.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. John Lewis, 56, of Saranac Lake, told New York lottery officials he stopped at the store before his shift as a bartender because he needed mushrooms to make spaghetti sauce using his father's old recipe. I ran to the store before work to get mushrooms for my spaghetti sauce, Lewis said. It's a 2-day sauce my dad used to make. Lewis said he used $10 of his change from the mushroom purchase to buy a set-for-life scratch-off ticket from a vending machine at the store. My. I never put money in these things, he said. What possessed me to be in the store at that time, with just the right amount of money in my hand, for that machine I will never know.
Christ on a cracker!
Yeah, all right. I have been asking myself that question over and over for days. In the end, though, I'm just glad it was me. The ticket turned out to be a $5 million top prize winner. Lewis chose the option of receiving his prize money in $172,068 annual installment. So Lewis said he plans to help a family member with medical bills, but he has no other immediate plans for the windfall.
No more.
I was planning on working at something till the day I died. This may open a few more doors, but we're happy with the life we have. It's there a good
go.
Life.
There you go. Isn't that a heart-touching story?
It is.
It is. Did it warm the cockles of your heart?
Ooh, it brought phlegm up. Chickens!
Oh boy.
Get this, Anthony. And this is also from our friend Ben Hooper.
Hi, Ben Hooper.
A Kansas man said a break with his unusual superstition led him to buy a lottery ticket he wouldn't normally have touched.
Oh wow.
And it won him $10,000. Robert Burrell told Kansas lottery officials that he has a rule when it comes to purchasing scratch-off tickets.
Yeah.
He only buys tickets that end in a 7 or feature numbers that add up to 7. This one was number 12, so I wasn't going to get it.
Nope.
But I was feeling lucky, so I went ahead and got it, Burl said. Burl's break from superstition turned out to be profitable. He won the top prize on the $10,000 crossword ticket. Woo! I knew immediately after scratching it that the ticket was a winner.
Yay.
And I started counting words, and when I got to 11, I got excited. Ooh. Then there were 12, ooh, and finally 13, ooh, and I started to get all jittery.
Oh, Earl,
a truck driver, said the money will go toward buying his own semi so he can go into business for himself. Now, see, these sound like smart, sensible people.
I guess so, yeah, sure. $10,000,
sure,
yeah.
Do.
You can't do a whole lot. You can do a lot, but not a whole payment. Lot with $10,000. It's a down payment for something. It's a down payment for something. Oh, more Christmas music.
Ah, but remember the script.
Oh.
So, dear listener... I hope you've gotten the gist of this evening's news in Joe's news cycle. Now, sit back and think happy thoughts as we finish up with this final gem. So, you know, the theme here is like money just falling out of the sky into people's hands, basically, and flips back to the script.
Script.
Hey, will you look at that? A new writer, Ray Burns from UPI.com, a North Carolina man, decided to buy one more ticket, and it turned out to be a $10 million winner on Friday. Ooh. Ooh. Michael Hill of Leland, North Carolina, bought a ticket that was a losing ticket. But where there was more than one, there was one more ticket that was just worth $10 million. It was still available, so he bought another.
Okay, sure.
He's like, I have a strategy when it comes to scratching, Hill said.
Uh-huh.
According to WTVD, I start with the corners.
Okay.
When I get to the dollar symbol, I knew I won something. I saw the one and then the zero, and it still didn't hit me. But then I saw the M. My heart dropped down to my toes, and I lost my breath. Once he realized he won, Hill called his wife. I told her to pack her bags because we just won $10 million. But Hill opted to take the lump sum of $6 million rather than the entire $10 million in 20 installments of $500,000 per year, according to WRAL. After state and federal taxes, Hill took home $4,159,101.
Not bad. I can do a lot with that.
Oh, yes. That's not quite $10 million, but still a hefty sum for Hill, who plans on paying off some bills and putting money into his wife's instructional design business. This is life-changing, Hill said. Wow. Just wow. And that's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Joe. This was definitely something. So far, this has definitely been something tonight. Thanks, Joe.
Yes,
you
want
to be part of this digitally encapsulated on-air spelled with an H chicken exploding streaming experience? Well, visit
chiampa.info,
C-H-I-A-M-P-A, to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. If I can find the card.
We're ahead of schedule here.
Are we ahead of his schedule? Oh, we do. We have like 50. Well, we can let Fiddles McGinty play out a little bit.
Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty.
Thank you, caller. And
thank
hey,
you.
If you want to be a caller to this show at any time, just give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yep.
You pick the topic. We'll discuss it.
We'll discuss it. Yeah. So hang on. We're going to do a break. We're going to do my news, and then we'll be Plethora. So give us a call at Plethora if you want, and we'll chitty chatty. So
all right,
yeah. So, but those are some great news stories. Wow, I never thought.
Yes.
I think the most I've ever won in the lottery has probably been like, I don't know, like $50. I think $57 is the most I won, and I think I won some money playing slot machines on a cruise boat. That was like $350. But aside from that. you know.
It's video 21.
Have you?
Yes, I've won money on that.
Okay, cool. And you also know what we're going to win some money on? Some commercials.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Look what happens when you buy three boxes of Purina Cat Chow. You get one box free.
Purina Cat Chow. Chow, chow, chow.
Buy three bags of Purina Cat Chow and get a coupon good for one bag free.
Purina Cat Chow. Chow, chow, chow.
No matter what size you buy, you can mail in proofs of purchase and get a coupon good for one free.
Purina Cat Chow. Chow, chow, chow.
So, buy any three Purina Cat Chow now and get one free.
Chow, chow, chow.
All over the world, the word for great coffee flavor is Nescafé.
We're the world's favorite brand of instant coffees.
In America, Nescafé's great flavor comes two ways.
We're the world's best-selling tool.
Nescafé Regular and the Red Label.
If Nescafé can please the whole wide world.
And now Nescafé Decaffeinated in the Green Label.
We can sure please you.
Same kind of flavor. Nescafé Regular, Nescafé Decaffeinated. What's your pleasure?
Listen. My life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know if you try to say the alphabet without moving your lips or tongue, every letter will sound exactly the same? Or how about the fact that white cats with blue eyes are usually deaf? Did you know that wind doesn't make a sound until it blows against another object? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. Combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chartbusters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.shyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, cue Betty.
Welcome back.
Oh, Betty,
previous
you're hot.
Errors attributed to Betty's Betty personality hot. Unit were a result of data crystal 9 missing. Detected. User chip 3829 inserted a penny into my easy insert diode socket to effect efficient control. Thank you for your patience, ba-whoop, ba-weep, carrying on. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Wildlife Day, Newspaper Carrier Day, Macadamia Nuts Day, and of course, Labor Day, which is always the first Monday in September. So now, remember to feed the wildlife, kiss your horny newspaper carrier, fondle his nuts, and then go back inside and complain about how shitty your job is. Better yet, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Wow, that's some serious stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Betty, go, Betty, go. All right, well, we can just let this run out. Got about 17 seconds left.
La, la, la.
Nice and calming. Calming before the storm.
Yeah. Calming.
Tonight's Florida news has a theme. And
does it now?
Yeah. It has a common thread. At least the first two stories do, so see if we can point it out. All right, some Florida news for you. Fox 13 News Tampa Bay brings us our first story of the night. I should put this on repeat. And while the driver was not intoxicated like many that live the Florida lifestyle, her driving was pretty much on par. So she gets an honorary Florida Lifestyle Ding. Award. An unidentified teenage girl was cruising along the street.
A UTG.
Enjoying the scenery whizzing by that sunny day. What also whizzed by was a stop sign, a fence, a palm tree, a back porch, some sliding glass doors, and eventually a living room where the above said teenage girl and her Nissan Rogue came to a stop.
I just wanted to watch TV.
There you go. There's Joe. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said that it appears the teenage driver was speeding. No shit. And lost control of her vehicle. No shit. The homeowners were there at the time and heard the loud noise as the teenage girl came crashing into their Royal Dalton hand-painted chartreuse periwinkles. The homeowners said that the girl crashed the car into the back of the home, but walked all the way around the side of the house to go to the front door and knocked on the door.
Excuse me, I crashed into you.
That vehicle, that car, that Nissan Rogue in your living room, that's actually mine. I could have just gotten out in your living room, but I thought that'd be rude. So I walked around the front. The driver had minor injuries, and there doesn't appear to be any structural damage to the home.
Well, that's amazing.
That is amazing. Okay, see if you can find the pattern. Remember tonight's game. See if you can find the pattern in Anthony's students or stories. Our next story comes from Fox News 13 Tampa Bay, same as above, and tells us about another vehicle gone amok. Trackel, which I'm assuming is the first name. Trackel was starting
trackle.
His... Trackle? Trackle? You want to call it Trackle? All right, hold on. Let me make an adjustment here. Hold on, let me make an adjustment. All right, hold on. Oh, you know what I need? I need the database.
Right. I am so stressed out.
Oh my God, Betty, you don't know what stressed out is.
Fuck this world.
Betty is so violent tonight.
I need to add some more cues.
Yeah, right. Something like
it's
that.
It's all about the cues, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the cues.
Trackle. Okay, so, Trackle's the name we decided on, right? Trackle?
Yes. Trackle.
Trackle was just starting his work day at Are You Game on Fowler Avenue when a loud noise made him look up from his morning duties just in time to see a car barreling towards him. Trackle said that the moment he heard the sound, that he just kind of moved backwards and that he was more shocked than he was scared. The witness told the store's owner that the vehicle blew through a stop sign, over the curb, through the windows of the storefront, and all the way to the back of the store before the driver hit the brakes. Surveillance video shows Trackle dodging the vehicle at the last second. Moments later, he went back to the car to help the driver. The building wasn't the only thing damaged. Other than Trackle's feelings, the car was destroyed, a lot of items that were for sale. The business owner isn't sure of the store's future or how he will pay to repair the store.
Insurance?
I hope insurance. One would hope insurance. Yes, I would hope that whoever ran into the store had good insurance. That's, you know, kind of
important. So,
I'm detecting that these two people were stupid, but they're actually kind of polite.
Well, Trackle helped whoever ran through the store. Running through someone's home or through a storefront with your vehicle is not polite, no matter how, no matter what you do. I'm sorry, I don't care. If you run through my living room, you don't have to come to the front door. Just stay there, and I will come at you with a baseball bat, wondering what the fuck you're doing in my living room. So anyway, Trackle was the employee that was running the store. The person driving was unidentified. It was an unidentified person.
I got confusatory.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay. Let's just move on because I like the next three.
There we go.
Ooh, sexy.
I can feel Joe vibrate on the other end of this conference when he does that. It's kind of funny. It's the nakedness music. Florida nakedness. CBS 12 West Palm Beach brings us our final crazy Florida news story of the night. And as you can tell from Joe's heavy breathing and the background music, it is a naked Florida story.
Sexy.
I think Joe just may move down here one day just so he can walk amongst the naked. Jacob, a Florida man, was hanging out at a West Palm Beach Walmart parking lot, living the Florida lifestyle, running around, having shopping cart races, all that fun stuff you do in a Walmart parking lot during a 95-degree day.
Do you make explosions in Walmart parking lots?
I hope not. I think, maybe that led to the police being called, but something else, lack of no mas pantalones did that. But I'm sure if he was shooting off rockets like that, that sounded like quite the rocket, that the police would have been contacted much quicker.
Right?
Yes, so Walmart loss prevention contacted the police after Jacob wouldn't listen to their warnings to stay away. When the responding officer arrived, he observed the man riding in a Walmart shopping cart, naked in broad daylight on a Saturday afternoon, in full view of men, women, and children. Police arrested Jacob for indecent exposure, disorderly intoxication, and trespassing after being warned to leave. He was taken to a local hospital for medical clearance. According to the arrest report, this kind of behavior is typical for the suspect, and the suspect is very well known for illegal narcotics, and his alleged behavior is unfortunately very common practice for him. And that is it for your crazy Florida news. We have about a minute and 50 seconds till we hit the plethora seconds section, so, you know, we can...
We might as well let Betty finish her part, and then we can percolate.
All right, go ahead.
Let her
do
her thing.
Go ahead, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony.
There you go, Betty.
Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Woohoo! I love plethora. And I love dancing penises in the forest that are looking like they're running after you.
Yeah, and they're giant and purple. Disturbing.
Should we pull my wheel? Because we haven't pulled the wheel in a while.
Yeah, I think we need to pull that wheel because that penis is purple.
All right. I'm pulling it.
Hold on. All right, are you going to pull the wheel or am I going to
pull the wheel? I'm going to pull it. Hold on. Let me get that thing going here.
Right,
here
we go. Let me check the wheel here. We gotta make sure the wheel is safe because, you know.
We'll go slow.
Okay. Alright, are you ready? ready?
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead and give it a spin show.
I'm ready.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Well, that sounds kind of normal. Wow, there we go.
Wow. Right.
Oh, it's taking a while.
Wow, this one's taking forever.
Oh, God, I wish it would have landed on that.
Damn.
Oh, well, I guess it's stuck on this one.
2 cents is fine.
Yeah. All right, so what's up with your wheel here? What's this?
Well, a car drives down a Kentucky road, not with its usual tires and wheels and things, but instead with a dolly in its place of a missing tire.
Not like a dildo or anything?
No, but you know, that could just be...
That's clickbait, Joe. That's clickbait.
Yeah, the dancing penis in the forest that's running after you is kind of creepy, but hey, why not, right?
Kind of strange.
So a Kentucky driver pulled over to capture video of a highly unusual sight. A car using a furniture moving dolly in the place of a missing wheel. Nicholas captured video Sunday of a car traveling down a Pikeville Road with one of its rear tires missing and a furniture moving dolly in its place.
Oh, wow.
An ambulance follows closely behind the damaged vehicle. Only in Pike Valley, Nicholas deadpans in the video. Austin posted a photo to Facebook showing the car after it reached its apparent destination at an auto shop. See, he was going to get it fixed.
There we go.
The ambulance... Ooh, we're getting a call.
We're getting a call. So finish your story and we'll
So the ambulance is parked next to the car while amused EMS responders stand by.
Oh, wow.
You know, just in case.
Interesting.
And that was our winning story. Thank you.
That was our winning story. All right. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, caller.
Caller. I think we missed the caller. Here's the caller.
Okay, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello,
caller.
Hello. What the heck is going on?
Hello.
Ezel, is that you?
There you go, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
I went to a barn sale this weekend.
Did you now?
Yeah, and I found one of those old-time scuba diving outfits, you know, with the big brass helmet, and, you know, you put them big weights on your feet.
Okay, I see.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's what I did.
What'd you do?
I engineered a total enclosure for my stuff, man.
For your bees?
Your bees? Joe wants to know, do you feed your bees?
For the metal
this?
Stuff, you know, for my hula, man. I got this.
I see.
It's got this pump. It's got, like, a compressor, so I fire it up, and I put it in the compressor, and it just pumps the whole suit full. Man, I'm telling you, you get a jolt all the way around, man, from your head to your toes, man.
You just hotbox yourself.
Yeah, man, that's real good. But anyway, I wanted to ask Joe. Hey, Joe, is that soda tax in effect now over there?
The soda tax? Yes. Yes.
And I know you're in the food dispensary business there.
So and?
Did it make any big difference, you know, with your customers? Yes.
No, well, right now, no, but once things start raising in price, yes. Because right now, we're also... Well, yeah, see, we got to charge 12 extra cents because we use cans. We use cans
of
Coke.
I got it. Uh-huh.
So, but if I had...
like the cigarette tax. I mean, you know, around here, you were talking about, man.
Yes,
cigarettes is like $10 a pack, and... I see everybody smoking, so I don't understand. You know, I don't understand. Do you think it makes a difference?
If I buy a 64-ounce beverage, I get charged an extra 64 cents tax.
But do you think,
but you think people aren't going to buy a 64-ounce beverage because it's a 64-ounce tax, or they're just going to pay the tax?
Well, I pay the tax because I like horchata, but no, a lot of people are not going to.
All right.
No,
a lot of people wondering, man. You know, I can't understand all this bullshit, man.
It's insane.
I think it's all bullshit.
It is insane. We get charged this tax on our Bloody Mary mix.
Bloody Mary mix tax.
Yes.
Does it got sugar in it?
Yes. We get taxed because it's got sugar in it.
Wow.
Oh man, they're gonna cash in on this one, man. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what gets me? They're running a commercial out here, and they got these kids looking into the soda pop machine. It says diabetes, brain cancer, all kinds of shit to scare the public, you know. But you know what? All you got to do is be a good parent and say, "Hey, man, no more fucking soda pop,
no
man,
soda
dude.
Pop
cut out
you.
Soda pop, you know." Be a parent, you know. Tell these kids, "Hey, stop it, man.
No more soda pop."
No. But they might. The commercials are almost telling you to buy soda so that you can help the kids avoid soda. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's nuts. I'm telling you, they're crazy over it. This place is going insane. I don't know which way it's going, up, down, sideways. I don't know, man.
Well, we're also waiting. We're waiting for that nuclear incident, too, to happen.
Oh, man, that's a coming, boy. Hey, you know what, too? Check this out, man. I'm looking at the news today, and here's that Jim Kim or whatever his name is from North Korea. And you know what? He looks like a Chinese peasant with that stupid haircut and that stupid outfit he wears. Man, he wears the dumbest looking clothes in the world.
You know
what I mean?
You know what he looks like? He looks like Shemp Howard from the Three Stooges.
That's what I said. I said, man, that guy looks like Shemp with that Super Bowl haircut, man. I'm telling you. You think the dude, he's the president of North Korea, get yourself a decent haircut, you know, get some nice clothes, get a tuxedo or something, man. Then you look important. He looks like some coolie pulling rice out of rice paddy somewhere, you know what I mean?
Well, they all go to that one fashion outlet for dictators and despots.
Yeah,
they all have to look
like... Yeah, but you know what, though? The best guy in the world was... Omar Gaddafi. Man, that dude had some clothes. He was cool. He had a hairstyle. He was like a rock star, that dude, man.
Yeah, he really
How about
was.
The guy?
Really
How about the Filipino guy? The Filipino president, the one that kills all the drug dealers and users. He wears some fancy clothes.
You know, if I was a dictator, I'd be decked out. I'd drive one of them big hogs, you know, one of them. With a stretch Cadillac with a wheel on the back, you know, and some big horns in the front, you know. And I roll down the street and I go wave to all the peasants. I say, "Hey, man, I'm the boss, man, you know, what the fuck, man, this guy got his shit together, man, I don't know." So anyway, I want you guys to get ready for that hurricane down there in Florida, man.
I'm trying. I already got the water. Man, I already got the water.
Hey, my sister,
or some water.
She lives in Sarasota, but she's up here right now. And she says, "What should I do?" I said, "Hey, piss on it, man. Just stay up here, because you'll have to evacuate anyway if you go back down there. So just stay here for a boy, you know.
Oh, exactly.
Until it's gone. What the hell?" She says, "Well, I got to board up my windows." I said, "Oh, damn, don't board up no windows. Go back, board up windows. Man, just let the hurricane blow the house down. That's all. Then you buy a trailer or something, you know."
That's what insurance is for. I pay an ass load for
but
insurance.
I don't know about that FEMA shit, flood shit. I don't trust that shit, man.
Uh-uh.
I don't trust that.
It's the only flood insurance
available.
I gotta go, man. I gotta go get back in my diving suit. I'm gonna do some more diving. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay, you go do some diving.
You go
all
do
right,
it.
Man. We'll talk to you,
thank you
later,
for
man.
All right, Woo. You take it
all
easy.
All right, we'll talk to you. Bye.
All right. Wow. Yeah, Hurricane Irma, that's something else.
Yeah.
That's looking to be dangerous.
Well, Texas floated away with Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, we've got a new coastline. I mean, we're going to have one.
Well, something.
Yes.
We're gonna have something.
What time is it? It's 7:54.
We got 30 seconds.
I love our timing. Our timing is awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Trending this week, Kate Middleton.
Two for Monday.
There you go.
Hurricane Harvey aftermath. We kind of talked about that. And what's this Kate Middleton bullshit? I don't give a fuck. I don't even want to read it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Hashtag who the fuck cares. It's the Duchess. They're expecting their third child.
Oh, good for them.
I'm sure they'll be hiring another nanny to raise it.
Oh, wow. Why are the lights getting brighter?
Why are the lights getting brighter? What is going on with the lights?
What's going
on? Why have the ugly lights not started? Interesting. Nope, wrong one. You may have some issues with triggering. Ooh, here. Uh-oh. Yeah, this might be a problem. So anyway, I got to keep an eye on the timing tonight and check these as soon as we're off here. Hey, folks. Looks like the ugly lights are kind of not coming on, but I triggered them, and who the hell knows? I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on down the road, for supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, snowflakes, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show and Chiampa Radio. Do you have nothing to do on weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and Radio for All. Dragnet 2. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovely automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that's sure to make your coffee percolate. And then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable. The macadamia nuts are making me gasp.
Yes. Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody.
Hey.
Be sure to tune in on your mobile, your tablet, even your Celica phone, too, to our 24-hour internet station, Chiampa Radio. That's ChiampaRadio.com, Chiampa Radio. We have the most current broadcast schedule at ChiampaRadio.com. Also, make sure you follow us on our Facebook, which is Facebook.com/ChiampaRadio, and also at Twitter.com/ChiampaRadio.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, tonight's show was different. I felt better. I felt more relaxed.
It was something, all right.
Yeah. I know Betty is...
Let's see if this works.
I am so stressed out.
Yeah, whatever, buddy.
Me too, Betty. Betty's so picky sometimes.
I am so stressed out.
But, folks, thank you for tuning in tonight, and also thank you to all of our fellow supporters.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we had quite a few callers tonight.
Yes, thank you, callers.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for calling us when you call us, when you do call us, because we like talking with you. So, anywho, stay cool in San Francisco, and well,
yes.
Ease, I'll do what you keep doing. I don't know. We all don't know what you do, but just keep doing what you're doing.
What if he sticks it in the water, too?
Maybe.
That would be even more interesting.
That might be scary. So, anyway, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. I don't see why not. Check out our blog at chiampa.info to keep up to date, or just find us on Facebook or some shit like that. It's the 21st century, folks. Remember, just because you care, you don't really have to send the very best. Don't bother playing the lottery naked, because it's all used up by missing meatballs in runaway shopping carts. I don't know what the fuck that even means. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E.
Bye bye, baby, buddy, buddy, buddy out. Bye bye, baby, buddy, buddy, buddy out. Whee!
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.